It sits in a small valley, more like a ravine, where Tallahassee City Commissioner Scott Maddox notes history was made in 1824.
You had a capital in St. Augustine and a capital in Pensacola, and the travel was arduous in between. A legislator caught yellow fever and died. His name is Bruno, and we have a street named after him. And that spurred an effort to find a capital area somewhere centrally located. The representative from Pensacola and the representative from St. Augustine agreed to meet in the Appalachian region in between. And when the Pensacola representative saw a beautiful 30-foot cascading waterfall that landed in a shimmering pool, he knew that this must be the site of the state capitol.
Later, when the railroad built its roadbed on the eastern edge of the ravine, the lovely cascade disappeared. Some of Tallahassee's early residents, all of them African American, built a thriving community in the area. Leon County Commissioner Bill Proctor says it was called Smoky Hollow.
Smoky Hollow was originally a segregated community made up of residences, a school, churches, community gardens, cafes, entertainment venues, and other businesses.
But in the 1960s and 70s, that neighborhood, like the waterfall before it, disappeared. State government office buildings and other developments swallowed up Smoky Hollow and its residents scattered. One of the area's oldest artifacts remains, however. Mary Ann Lindley, another Leon County commissioner, says it is of importance to the entire state. The Prime Meridian Marker, as it's called, is a small bronze disc embedded in concrete.
The Prime Meridian Marker is the starting point for all surveys in Florida. It was established in 1824.
The location of every piece of real estate in Florida is described relative to that marker. A few hundred yards from the marker used to be a place called Centennial Field. County Commissioner Jane Saul says it was a popular place for Capital City sporting events back in the day.
A semi-pro baseball team, the Tallahassee Capitals, played on the field from 1935 to 1951. In fact, up until 1950, Florida State University played its home football games at Centennial Field. Many fans sat in bleachers. This led to a nickname for the field during football games. It was the Bleacher Bowl.
Today, only part of the field's stone wall remains, but on a hill overlooking the rest of the Cascades Park area is a handsome three-story brick building. Tallahassee Mayor John Mark says that structure, slated for demolition just a few years ago, is being reborn and repurposed.
The city electric building was vacant for many years, but our city commission saw the potential for this central piece to be integrated with all the other amenities that we have here at Cascades Park. So we chose to preserve this building and restore the exterior while upgrading the interior.
Before long, that interior will house a restaurant to feed the many visitors expected to come to the new Cascades Park. After many years of planning and a couple years of construction, the park now includes a 1,500-seat amphitheater for music and other entertainment events, a children's play area, trails, and even a rebuilt cascade with other amenities to come. And during periods of heavy rain, the park will become a stormwater control facility to keep nearby streets and buildings high and dry. Local officials see it becoming a major attraction for Tallahassee, a fitting future for the place where Florida's capital city began. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.